Hey everyone! Before we get started, I just want to let you know that your input can directly make our shows better. One of the biggest ways to support your favorite shows here is by rating and commenting on iTunes. All of our shows are available in Apple Podcast form on iTunes, and all you have to do is search for AfterBuzz and your favorite show title. Once you're there, leave the show a rating and a comment on why you like the show or any comments you have for the hosts. Thank you so much for listening, and we hope to continue to bring you the best shows we possibly can.
Hey guys, what time is it? Netflix news? No, it's the most wonderful time of the year. Next!
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
See,
guys,
what did I tell you? Is
you
that Netflix news time?
We're all on the same skating ice, right?
They're all extra right now.
Everybody's having a great time.
I'm like wheeling around.
I'm trying to pace, but I don't want to move my chair. It's like good work was done into framing us up,
yes,
so I'm trying to stay framed up.
Sorry. All right.
All right. Hey, guys. You are watching Netflix News on AfterBuzz TV. I'm Rick Hong. You can find me on all social media at Rick Hong, R-I-C-K-H-O-N-G. And on the other side, we've got...
We are changing things up today. Hi, everyone. I'm Amy Cassandra, and you guys can find me on all social media at Amy Cassandra TV. I'm so excited to be here.
And I'm Steve Kaufman. You can find me on Twitter at Steve Kaufman. That is K-A-U-F-M-A-N-N. Also so excited to be here. I was just at a football game. If you follow me on at Steve Kaufman, that's pretty much the top 50 tweets. Been that I was screaming my head off at the Coliseum.
Dude, I couldn't tell by your Eagles jersey.
Nope.
And to the left of me.
It's my turn. Hi, guys. It's Ashley. I'm so glad to be here. I'm so excited that Christmas music is playing. This is my season. I can't wait. Personally, my Yule log on Netflix, which, is streaming all the time now. Mm. A little fireplace with Christmas music. That's what I'm watching on Netflix. Let's talk about it.
Well, and where can we find you?
I'm on Instagram and the Twitter and the internet at Ashley on Camera. There might be some Yule log pictures. I don't know.
Check me out there. Cool.
All right. You're on the internet.
The internet.
Well, as you guys know, there's a theme here. There's a lot of stuff that's dropping on Netflix. That's Christmas. This is probably the best time of the month to talk about all the different types of content that are Christmas related. And I wanted to say thank you to Trina Christensen for being here last week.
Mm-hmm.
She was great.
So nice.
We talked a lot about Godless, so that's why I think this is our only week where we actually have the four of us, because we'll be here next week, and then the weeks after that are Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve, so we won't be taping then, and then we'll see you guys in the new year. So that's what we're going to talk about, some Christmas stuff, and I think a lot of you guys have watched some stuff this week.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yes.
Go.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Do tell.
Now? We're doing this?
Yeah. It's happening now, live on the air. Amy, go.
Okay. All right, wait, Ashley, so you said that you've seen... Which Christmas movie we were talking about?
Which Christmas movie have I seen on Netflix?
There's a lot.
Let me. did I watch?
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's full.
Yeah.
I'm not joking about the Yule log. That thing is burning all the time. It warms up my heart and my soul.
So you have it on your TV screen and you have it set to that.
And you know what else I do? And then I light a candle beside it so that it kind of actually feels like real flames. Next level.
You're so smart.
Next level. Nice. The Christmas movie that I watched, I think that you're referring to, was A Christmas Kiss number 2, not the one, the sequel. Mm. So. It's good enough for 2 films,
not to be confused with The Christmas Prince.
Oh, The Christmas Prince is a different film altogether.
Prince,
which
sounds like Kiss, which had a 1 and a 2.
No, and the thing about Christmas Prince is that thing is like posted everywhere. Oh. It's like you log in and it's boom, Christmas Prince. It's like suggestions, Christmas Prince.
You cannot pair together 2 of my bigger fantasies, marrying a prince and having it happen on Christmas. Like, you just put them together and there we go. It's joy.
It's text Meghan Markle. She can literally live your dream.
Oh my God.
I'm happy for her. With seething jealousy.
Maybe, but you know what? Maybe you could take her spot on Suits.
Oh, you know, I like the way you think.
If you can't take her spot in real life, maybe you can take her spot on Suits.
Okay, fair enough.
Window and a door.
That's right.
Well, but so you saw A Christmas Kiss, the original, which I haven't seen.
So I saw a lot of movies that after a while I was like, what is going on? Like, I started twitching a little bit because it's like, it's a lot. I love me some rom-coms, but dang, it was a lot of research just for you guys. So, okay, A Christmas Kiss.
Yep.
I saw that one, the first one. Yeah. It was nice. That's all. If you want to watch a good rom-com movie that's like not the top notch, but you want a second notch, that's still not it. Christmas Kisses. Down here. I did not like it that much. Man. Angel in the House, it feels different. I only made it through the first 30 minutes. But you guys might like it. It's really sweet. The actor in it, he's a little kid. He's great. I'm not going to say anything more about that one. A Holiday Engagement was interesting. It's exactly what it sounds like. It's a holiday engagement.
Don't spoil it. I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, wow. Holiday Engagement.
Well, then somebody here's my question. Probably proposes to somebody else during
exactly.
a holiday.
Not
did you
exactly.
pay attention? Really? Did you pay attention to the thumbs up, thumbs down, or like the ratings of the stars
the ratings,
to see?
Yeah.
Did it fit you or no?
Here's the thing. Sometimes, I don't know if you guys know this about me, but I love, like, really, really good rom-coms. And not all rom-coms are created equal.
True.
And so for some of them, they said I was, like, 98% match. And I was like, okay. Because I'm pretty sure if it was, I would have known about it. So I was kind of offended that it
offended.
Thought that I would like them that much. Because I'm like, no, it's not that good. It's a different kind of movie that you just put on while you're cleaning or something. You know, not one that you'd actually want to stay and watch like You've Got Mail or While You Were Sleeping or When Harry Met Sally. You know
that's
what I mean?
That's all Christmas movies. They're just background for Christmas
no,
cooking.
Not Elf.
So you're offended in the sense of just like when someone's like I got someone to set you up with and you go and you're just like, why would you ever think that
like
that type of
thing? So little of this that I would like this though.
But here's the thing. A holiday engagement wasn't that bad. It wasn't that bad. It was certainly better than the other two that I've talked about. 12 Dates of Christmas is with Amy Smart and Mark Paul Gosselaar.
Seen it.
So what did you think of, I mean, that one was pretty good. After a while, it's just.
Great, classic.
It's like Groundhog's Day. So if you like the idea of reliving something over and over again, but obviously different twists and turns, that was one that I'd be like, okay, yeah, like you can watch it. So I recommend it to you guys and everyone listening. 12 Dates of Christmas is actually pretty good. This next one I highly recommend out of all of the ones that I've talked about so far. Christmas Crush.
That one
is good. It's good. The actors are very charismatic and it's sweet. And it's about going back to your high school reunion. And
okay.
So it's
Christmas
really
crush.
Nice. That one I do recommend.
Happening today.
Oh, so that'd be like you, like your high school reunion would be like 20 years from now, right?
This is right, because I'm a baby.
Exactly.
Yeah. This next one, which is what you were talking about, A Christmas Prince, was, I liked it. It wasn't amazing, but it was actually really nice. And I don't know if you guys saw, there was an article about it on BuzzFeed. And people were talking about it because it's a lot of different things. And some people were saying, oh, it's like A Prince in Me.
Yeah, but in Christmas.
But in Christmas, yeah. So it's really sweet. I actually, I really did like that one. And then the last one, My Santa. It was all right. It's Santa's son. So it's not one that you should really worry about watching. Mm. But definitely Christmas Crush. Definitely recommended on Netflix. And 12 Dates of Christmas, yeah. And A Holiday Engagement. But if you really want to watch a really good Christmassy rom-com while you were sleeping, like I said.
I was going to say, that. Why haven't you mentioned?
God, because.
Watched it yesterday.
So good. Like, I wait until later into December.
Sandra Bullock and Bill Pullman, right?
Yes. God, it's so good. I wait until later into December to watch the really, really, really good rom-coms. Mm. Because I'm like, no, this is not worth watching earlier in the month when it's so far away from Christmas. But now that it's so much closer. It's worth it. Now, there's two movies that if you just are tired of Christmas for a little bit, you can watch these. Guardians of the Galaxy, Volume 2.
What? Yeah.
I was so excited to see it there. And I've talked about this before. It's a rom-com, Playing It Cool. So underrated. People have not talked about it enough.
Playing It Cool.
Who's in Playing It Cool?
Chris Evans and Michelle Monaghan. Monaghan was in Made of Honor with Patrick Dempsey.
She's also Tom Brady's first wife, right? Or is that Bridget?
Bridget. That's Bridget
Oh,
Moynihan.
Dang it.
That's Bridget Moynihan. That could be confused with Michelle Monaghan.
Oh, just
who is,
kidding,
who
everybody.
Is actually Tom Cruise's wife in the Mission Impossible series.
I will check
sorry,
that.
TMZ. Sorry. False information.
But see, Playing It Cool, they played it so cool. Like, it's seriously watch it, even...
But that's not a Christmas movie, right?
It's not, but I watched The Proposal the other day because I really wanted to watch a good rom-com after watching so the, many that taser. Weren't so good. Yeah, yeah, so it's okay to put a little breather in there of like, ooh, I want to watch this, and then get back to your holiday, for your scheduled holiday programming.
I only have one Christmas prediction this week, and it is Jingle All the Way.
Oh, yeah.
Is it out already? When does it come out?
No, that's the one with Schwarzenegger, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
When does it come out?
Schwarzenegger.
What's the
I think it's out.
Is it out right now?
I think it was in our description last week that it's coming out.
This week?
That it's coming. I think it's come out.
Stand by, folks. We are looking up. This is important information.
I'm pretty sure Jingle All the Way came out in, like, a single-digit December day. So it's out by now.
Okay, well, I didn't see it on my queue.
Like, the 6th.
But I'm excited about it.
I will tell you. You tell me, and I'll look it up.
Okay, in the meantime, I want to ask you guys whether or not you think this is a Christmas movie, and I'm curious to see what you'll say, because I watched it today before I got here, and in my head, it's one of those movies that I always associate with Christmas time, maybe because it's cold, but everybody, 8 Mile. 8 Mile! Yes! There's Christmas all throughout the film. It's Christmas time. There's Christmas lights up.
I think there's enough actual Christmas music.
Steve in the booth, you got the song? Dun 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 dun. The Eminem song you got for us?
Oh, I love
it. Let's hear it. Here it goes, everybody. This is what I break my neck to on the treadmill. Like, this
shut
is
your mouth.
I white girl jam out to 8 Mile, lose
Why?
Yourself no. so hard.
Hold the phone.
To answer your question, I don't think this is a. I do not think
it's not a Christmas
movie.
No. Absolutely,
Die
there
Hard
are Christmas
qualifies
lights.
As a Christmas movie. Die Hard 2 qualifies as a Christmas movie.
I call this the Die Hard level.
Oh,
you need.
Here we go.
If you get to call Die Hard, I get to call 8 Mile.
No.
Yep. Listen to the train tracks. You can hear the winter. You can hear the winter. It's happening.
It's a winter movie. It's the baby. It's cold outside.
This is me on the treadmill. I'm hitting the level up button. I'm like, go faster. This is where I'm like putting it faster, faster. This isn't the right song, but
that's all right.
But this is about
good.
The time I
started. We're good.
Yeah. Dude, why have we never talked about that
well,
before?
We're talking about it because right now.
We should exercise.
Clearly, yeah. two-fourths of this panel is the 8 Mile Appreciation Club.
Yes. two-fourths, otherwise known as two-fourths. One-half.
Two-fourths.
Steve, Jingle All the Way is not on Netflix yet. I'm going to look into that.
What day is it?
It probably will drop. It probably will drop. I'll look into it. But,
guys, I'm not crazy. Jingle All the Way.
Says the guy wearing an Eagles jersey.
Oh.
What are the Eagles record right now?
I don't know. What town are they? I'm just kidding. I don't know. Philadelphia?
Ben. Yes.
You see, I know about football and things.
Who's the best team in football currently?
The Patriots.
Yeah, who just lost their quarterback.
Not the Giants.
The Steelers. I don't know.
It's the Eagles.
Giants!
Steelers are still playing.
Okay.
Patriots play tomorrow, so as of this moment, the
Eagles
are the best
team. Please don't eviscerate me in the comments, you guys. This is about Netflix news, not football, so take that elsewhere, thanks. Time for that crap. It's Christmas.
Also, while we're in a quick hole, someone over a year ago made one of the funniest comments when describing me to another person, which was somebody was asking, like, who's Steve? How do I find him? And their exact description of me was, yeah, he's about 6 feet tall. He looks like a young Santa.
Oh my God. Why have we not capitalized on this?
That's what
also,
I'm saying. Like, I have ever since that comment wanted to write a pilot called Young Santa.
Young
where
Santa.
Where he's just Santa Claus without a gray beard, like, trying to make it in the world.
Okay,
we're gonna look at you the same way.
Coming to Netflix, everyone, Young Santa.
Young Santa, but you can still wear the hat. And, like, we can still get you some jammies, and we can do this.
Steve, I think you got your platforms incorrect, sir. I do not see it on here. However, what I do see is Disney's The Santa Claus with Tim Allen.
Yes!
1, 2, and 3. And yes! I swear, I definitely know that I've seen 1. I'm pretty sure that I've seen 2. I don't think that I've ever seen 3, so I probably will pop it in for this holiday season to watch. I'm imagining, since it's the third one, it probably won't be as good. But I'm going to ask my panel.
Sometimes it goes 1 is good, 2 is bad, 3 is good again. So you don't know. 2 is okay.
Sometimes it does do that. I would argue 2 was not bad.
Okay, so then 3 is going to maybe.
Yeah, you guys haven't seen the third one.
I haven't seen
I'm
the third.
I'm unfamiliar with the third one. I'm sure I've
seen the third one.
I'm sure I've been was through the third one.
That face says it all.
Yeah, that face kind of says what's up with the third one.
I mean, watch it just because of the franchise kind of a thing. But not franchise, but... The first one's the best. Second one's not as good. Mm. And then it kind of just goes from there. But it's worth watching if you want to just, you know.
Also, Santa Claus is spelled one way, The Santa Claus in these movies is spelled a different way.
Yeah, that's why I said Santa Claus.
It's the legal clause.
Yes, yes, yes.
I cannot tell you how many people I've had this conversation with that think you spell clause that way.
Why do you have dumb friends? I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. I'm so... We love you all.
That's a good question.
We love you
that
all.
Is, oh,
but see, no, you're, those no, same you're, people.
You're assuming those friends are actually watching. That's what you're assuming.
The difference
Steve,
is...
They're going to watch me. Watch me, but not Steve.
Those are the people that you have to explain the difference between T-H-E-Y apostrophe R-E and T-H-E-I-R.
Sure. These
we'll
are
also put
really...
that in the description box. Don't worry.
Yeah. There's a whole video about that.
Well, Santa Claus... The first one
is amazing.
It's so one good. Of my favorite Christmas
movies. It's a classic.
It's like one of those that you watch every single
It makes me want
Christmas.
Hot chocolate every time I watch it because of that little, tiny little elf girl that makes the hot chocolate
oh,
that's like
gosh.
Her 100-year-old recipe. Like, I'm craving it right now. Like, right now, thinking about
See,
it.
See, it makes me think of, so I used to watch that movie, obviously, when I was a kid. So it makes me think of being a kid and just living in Texas. And all of that, and then also.
Oh yeah, because when I think of Texas, yeah. I think of snow. Actually,
breaking news, guys, it snowed in Texas this last week.
Like one inch.
It doesn't matter. It was snow. It stayed on the ground. It was a big deal in San Antonio and all over Texas. But
didn't some football player post something about the snow in Texas? Some big football player?
Probably. There's been a lot of snow.
But the thing is, if that's the case, it probably wouldn't Dallas Cowboy or Houston Texan, and Steve roots for the
sworn
Philadelphia Eagles, okay. So he wouldn't. They are their sworn enemies.
He's like a good-looking guy that plays football. Maybe in Texas. Anybody? Is it Tebow? Does he still play?
He doesn't play anymore.
Mm-hmm. It's a guy.
It's probably J.J. Watt.
That might be him. Yeah.
J.J. Watt.
Yeah. I think that's the one.
Although he's not playing football right now because he's injured, but that's a different story. Do you have any more that you watched than you?
Well, I told you about 8 Mile. I watched while you were sleeping yesterday. I watched the Yule Log is on all the time. I've pretty much hit all the Christmas movies on there except for Christmas Crush, which I didn't hit because it said a 20 something in the description and I was immediately annoyed. So I didn't.
She was 28 then.
Yeah. And it's like, I'm not going to tell my age. I'm not. But I didn't feel like it. I didn't feel like that 20-something-year-old business this weekend.
I didn't realize you got to that 20-something yet, so.
Oh, you slipped. Guys, what a good
Okay, guy. Well, actually, since Ashley took it to a different place with 8 Mile for Christmas movies, there is a show that Steve Kaufman, K-A-U-F. M-A-N-N does host here AfterBuzz. It dropped the most recent trailer. However, there is a Christmas special, I believe, for Black Mirror.
Oh, yes. The Christmas special for Black Mirror is one of my favorite Christmas specials of all time. How familiar is the panel with this? It's got Jon Hamm.
Yeah.
Oh, I love Jon Hamm. Yes.
It's in the Christmas special. For those of you who don't know, Black Mirror was a British television show on...
BBC?
No, it was not. Okay. It was the
channel we know.
Channel 4, which isn't ITV. It might be ITV. You'll let me know in the comments if I didn't get it right.
They will.
But it did better with us through Netflix than it actually did on British TV. So Netflix just came and bought it. This time last year, we had seen, I think it was 8 or 10 episodes. They just dropped the trailer for the 6 episodes that I was expecting to be dropped like January or February. Mm-hmm. They're actually dropping the 29th of this month.
Merry Christmas to you!
Including one of which that was directed by Jodie Foster.
So Black Mirror is going to get dropped on the 29th.
On December 29th.
So we will show you that before we go off the air next week. We'll show you that trailer to kind of get you guys in the
Hopefully
mood.
Hopefully there will be more of a trailer. I'll have more of a breakdown. But I will be covering it here at AfterBuzz TV. And we will be covering that show different than we cover other Netflix shows. Because it's an anthology series, each episode is its own mini movie. Mm-hmm. Each episode will be getting its own after show. And it might just take us weeks. Who knows? They're dropping it on the 29th. That's not a great week for us scheduling-wise, but we'll get it done.
Okay. I know that they had a Christmas episode, which I thought was pretty cool.
Mm. Oh, that Christmas episode. I don't want to say too much to give it away, but that Christmas episode is by far some of the best Christmas TV I can imagine. Mm-hmm. Because Black Mirror is actually just a good episode. Like, it's an hour, probably hour and a half episode.
I just don't feel like Black Mirror is going to put me in the holiday spirit.
Oh, no. It's not. It's going to be an episode of Black Mirror.
about, like, in Christmas.
Christmas happens in this episode of Black Mirror. If you want, like, a feel-good Christmas episode, it's not on Netflix, but Studio 60 had a really good Christmas episode. Okay. Not a great series.
Okay. That kind of feels like a farce, but I'll give it to you.
What?
It's like a sneaky Christmas movie where, you know, because it's like they're isn't that like a spooky show?
It's a very spooky show. It's yeah. like the it's Twilight like,
it's
Zone.
Like, it's Twilight Zone.
Yeah.
It's very much like the Twilight Zone, but that episode, actually, that's going to be my pick to you right now. I'll say it right now. Watch the Christmas episode of Black Mirror, and while you're at it, watch all the other Black Mirror episodes, and then watch our coverage here of AfterBuzz TV with yours truly. Breaking it down, I have a couple weird theories that all the episodes are interconnected in one timeline, similar to the Pixar theory, and it's not the timeline you think it is. I'll probably tweet that time code.
I love the Bryce Dallas Howard.
That one's a lot of fun. And then San Junipero, everyone really likes. I'm with you on San
Junipero. I'm always trying to give her a one star, but, you know, it's whatever, or whatever it is.
Thank you. I told Bryce Dallas Howard that when I interviewed her at the end of the interview. I was like, oh my gosh, by the way, I really loved you in that Black Mirror episode. And she's like, oh my God, thank you. And I was like,
true story.
No, seriously.
Never mind. It was, I remember, I was about to say, like, I read a report that she was, like, kind of pregnant during that episode, and then I realized it was from the Daily Mail, and I'm like, never mind. I remember I was about to quote it, and then I'm like, oh, wait, that's the Daily Mail. Never mind.
Definitely worth watching.
All right, well, so here's a little bit of counter-programming. We've talked a little bit about Christmas, and what's really kind of forward-thinking and very unique is Netflix is setting up deals left and right with different showrunners. Jenji Cohen's got a producing deal at Netflix now. Sean Levy, who's the executive producer on Stranger Things, just got one. Shonda Rhimes, yes. And someone that is hitting kind of, she doesn't have to be known for it. She was groomed from How I Met Your Mother, is Gloria Calderon Colette. And she actually does the Latin, or I would even just say that the remake of One Day at a Time. And it just got picked up for season two. So what I wanted to do, though, this is really awesome, is I wanted to play you the original from the late 70s, 80s trailer of One Day at a Time. Then I'm going to play you how they dropped season two. Here we go.
Awesome. So it's 70s. This is from the 70s?
Yeah, like late 70s, 80s.
Okay. It looks very 70s.
Yeah. Just pay attention to the things that go on in this.
Oh, those pants.
So this is John Phillips' daughter from the Mamas and Papas.
Oh, I just read that she was... Did you guys read that? We'll get it.
Yeah. And then this is Eddie Van Halen's ex-wife.
Oh, wow, yeah. Riley Britannelli.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I didn't know she was married to Eddie Van Halen.
She did a lot of TV shows in the 80s.
It's too many cooks up in here. Like,
There's a lot.
Oh, wow. I actually didn't...
Is that a self-timer? Yes.
Aww. So, yeah, so developing Norman Lear. I'm the legendary Norman Lear. And so now what we're going to do is we're going to play you how they dropped the announcement for season two of One Day at a Time on Netflix.
Love it. Okay, same style.
4-3.
I mean, come on. This is just awesome. You got her, like, falling in the chair. And she's, like, doing, like, the thing, like...
See? It's pretty much shop... Is it shot for shot?
Yeah. They do a pretty close...
Shot for shot, pants for pants?
Yeah. Of how...
So they're still trying to make
And so this is a brother instead of a sister.
Okay. And they're still wanting it set in the same era, 70s?
It's updated. They just did this as a kind of a throwback.
Yes!
Rita Moreno.
Oh, okay. Oh my gosh.
And this is Stephen Tobolowsky, who plays like the boss, I believe, of Justina Machado.
Okay. Yeah, Jeff Cho. Okay, great.
And still Norman Lear. So nice. Gloria, congratulations. You know, I've watched the first season or episodes of the first season and enjoy them. And I think it's amazing that she has a second season pickup on Netflix. And she's also, I might say, someone might strangle me for this one. She might be the only, at the current time, Latina woman showrunner.
I
in the business,
I would
currently.
Not... I wouldn't wager a bet against that.
Yeah.
I would go, girl.
If you said that with more confidence, none of us would have said anything different. We would have been
And that's why I'm saying it's monumental that Netflix is, you know, really getting to the programming for a lot of people. And, like, it's cool. It's not just a normal remake. This is a remake of a, you know, of a Latin family as opposed to a white family. Mm-hmm. And the mother is a vet.
Yeah.
You know, she's like a war vet that comes back, and she's dealing with all these issues. And there's more, like, up-to-date, complicated storylines that fit the current time now. So, guys, if you guys have the knack, check it out. Yeah. I just always appreciate when people do, like, a throwback, like what we just saw.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Also, I had never seen either of those clips before. And I was joking about Too Many Cooks, and then I realized the end. Too Many Cooks, the Adult Swim viral video thing. And it was funny to realize that that's where they actually got the end part of Too Many Cooks, was the Norman Lear show.
I'm not sure that I know what you're talking about
either. I don't know.
Then I'll send you a link. It's surrealism at its best, but it's on Adult Swim and not Netflix.
Why don't you put it in the comments, like, of this video below so that people who are watching can find
it.
Okay? So if you guys are looking for it, Steve Kaufman, M-A-N-N, I'm going to put the comment down below with a link to watch this Adult Swim video.
Too Many Cooks,
about. Too Many Cooks.
It's the internet. They know what Too Many Cooks is.
Oh, they know?
They know.
Oh. Okay, well, cool.
And then we'll know.
We're just like people, but they are the internet. They know what Too Many Cooks is.
But I did just read today that this article, did you guys read this about the Mamas and the Papas daughter? Who? It's been, I guess this is like old news, so forgive me, but it was very shocking to me, but that she claimed to have, that her, she was in an incestuous relationship with John Phillips of the Mamas and the Papas.
Yeah, that's her. It's Mackenzie Phillips.
So Mackenzie Phillips was the... accused her father after he passed away of, you know, being in an incestuous relationship from the time she was 19 up until she was married, or through her marriage, actually. Excuse me. Yeah. Sorry to drop that bomb on you, but I just read that this morning, and
this is news, though. So yeah,
don't know. It was on E today.
So. Well, so here's a couple interesting things is. Sabrina the Teenage Witch, Sabrina the Teenage Witch, who people maybe not like even past as old as I am, but like you would remember Melissa Joan Hart on ABC, and then I think the show went to the WB, and she was awesome in it. Netflix is doing it as a 2-season pickup, but I believe it is a animation.
That would actually serve them better.
Interesting.
Like, because speaking of someone who remembers that show fondly from their childhood, I feel like animation would probably suit it better. I have a thing I like to call the Peter Pan effect, that there are things that if I enjoyed it as a child, I won't watch it again. Rugrats falls into that, where I won't watch an episode of Rugrats for fear that I won't feel that way. I don't watch things like that. I name it after the Peter Pan ride at Disneyland.
It's going to be okay.
No, everything's fine.
You can still find magic in it.
No, but I would rather remember it magically. But I think an animated version would give a lot more freedom to those characters. Also, the three-camera sitcom in today's world isn't.
I think I was looking at the thumbnails incorrectly, but it's kind of a companion piece to Riverdale, and it's like it has like a dark tone to it.
Yes.
And keep in mind that
Sabrina
the Teenage Witch came originally, she was a character in the Archie comics.
Mm-hmm.
Except this particular show is going to be on Netflix. So kind of forget about everything that you ever saw in the Melissa Joan Hart version, which is great for its time as well, too. Yeah, it is. And I enjoyed watching it back in the day, because I think it was part of the TGIF.
TGIF,
lineup.
Yes. My
it's kind of cool, because like, people were talking about whether or not that character would show up on Riverdale. Mm-hmm. And I think maybe Netflix decided to kind of jump the gun and say, you know what, let's grab the rights and throw it up on our platform as kind of in that same tone, but where they can't maybe, and I don't know, maybe like they'll have a different version of just how the Flash exists on television and in the movies.
It would probably be really difficult if Netflix is making one and the CW is making the
other,
on Netflix. But I would, if possible, I would prefer Netflix to make a companion piece that's a companion piece to Riverdale. If only because they get them both. Like, if you 5 years later, if you're on Netflix, they're both on the same platform. If I were Netflix, I would really want, if I could, to meld those two. And I'm sure Netflix is trying, but at the end of the day, if they bought the rights to Sabrina from Riverdale, not to be confused with Sabrina from ABC, who is
I'm confused.
no, the There was a Sabrina the Teenage Witch that was on that was in the Archie comics that was spun off in, pretty much in name only to be the Melissa Joan Hart TGIF show we all know.
So did ABC have the rights to that spin off that from the comics?
Kind of, yes.
Or like Melissa Joan Hart. And her mother are producers on that, and I believe someone just brought it up. Yeah, brought like up, and then she was just like, well, we'll attach ourselves as producers, and then that's kind of how the whole thing kind of got made. And then Melissa Joan Hart was also spinning off of being Clarissa from Clarissa Explains It All from Nickelodeon, so she still kind of had that following of she's...
She's
PG family
and
crowd.
And grab like that audience. It's like I've grown up, but now I'm kind of doing teenage ish stuff.
Yeah,
so.
And she's a star enough. Like Clarissa proved one thing was that Melissa Joan Hart was a star enough to build a show around. Mm-hmm. So that was very helpful. And that's obviously why she was a producer from jump, which is impressive because she was very young when that show started.
Yeah.
We're kind of all over the place because I don't think
we have jumped.
Netflix.
It's fine.
Can we get the Sabrina the Teenage Witch 3-camera sitcom on Netflix if it's not already on there? Because I think that's some good stuff.
I think it's on somewhere else, but
I would love it on Netflix.
I miss it.
So last but not least, which is what's interesting about Netflix is they give a lot of their shows at least a 2-season run for some reason, I'll say this constantly, it's so weird that it took them a long time to pick up Glow season 2, but they're picking up season 2s like left and right for most shows. One show that did its 2 seasons, and I think it was an experiment, and I don't have the numbers, but Haters Back Off.
Oh.
That has been canceled.
It's been canceled, yeah.
Officially?
Yeah.
Miranda Sings, who's, you know, she's talented, Colin Ballinger, but it was canceled, and I'm not sure if to me and my idea is that it was an experiment of... Can we try to do...
Can a YouTuber carry an audience, basically?
Using that same character. And I never really thought that that would translate well. Although, and then American Vandal's, using a social media influencer, but I don't think it's this particular character from, like, a YouTube channel.
Right, also, but American Man, I think, and there needs to be something to said about the broader argument of a YouTuber and the type of content that flies on YouTube and in social media, like Vine stars or just somebody who tweets funny stuff. Against more traditional media, which Netflix is this go-between, this in-between. But I think American Vandal is a good example of they still did solid filmmaking and storytelling.
Yeah, it was great. And like, but this also, this Miranda Sings wasn't the first person, the first YouTuber to have content on Netflix. If we look back to Camp Dakota with that's Grace Helbig, that's years ago, and she's still...
I think that was also – that wasn't a series though, right?
No,
that
it, was like it was a feature film. But
right. So like – but what I'm saying, it's a standalone. It's produced, like you have like a beginning and an end of like one – like of a story – some version of a storyline of anything.
Right. But in terms of using – you know, pulling talent from the YouTube or the social media world, it's not the first time we've seen it. But in an episodic
person carry that same character?
Right.
You know, like – and I don't know. I don't know what the numbers are. We weren't part of that decision or anything. But just it's something that did happen. So
did you watch any of the show of the
no
Haters
Back
Off?
I love her I love when Miranda Sings has a version of how she does I'm So Fancy on YouTube, which is hilarious.
Her YouTube videos are great. The show was difficult. It was tricky,
but it didn't get me. But some people translate to that form if they understand that that's the form. Issa Rae is another great example, and Insecure on HBO, of somebody who was good on the web and then jumped to TV and started doing TV. Instead of like, I'm going to do what I did on Vine on HBO. No one's going to watch that. That's watching different. HBO.
Yeah.
So you can either translate your thoughts and feelings and your art to what Netflix or HBO will air, or you keep it, or you're more comfortable exactly where you are in your bubble where you just, you know, you make a video a day and that's your life.
And it's very hard to do, by the way.
Oh, no, it is. It's incredibly difficult, and I admire all the vloggers in the world that can just, like, live and breathe that type of conciseness. But I do also think that there are some of those vloggers who think that because they can make a video a day that's just them talking, they can then transition. And I'm not calling Melissa Sings a vlogger by any stretch. Like, she does
Miranda,
original.
Miranda Sings.
Sorry, Miranda Sings. That, like, she's doing original.
She created a great character.
Absolutely. Yeah, she created a great character that's original content on a channel on YouTube. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't always translate into Netflix, especially if Netflix gives her complete control, and she just wants to make a bunch of 6-minute episodes. Or once again, I don't think any of us has seen the show to actually speak
I've
to what it was. Okay,
yeah,
was the problem that her character doesn't translate well into that show?
A longer format of a content.
Yeah,
so, yeah, and also it was just weird. it was just a weird show.
It's hard. It's hard because she wasn't intending. Because I think the difference is that Issa Rae was intending on taking whatever she was doing into a bigger series.
Yeah.
For Colleen Ballinger or Miranda Sings, it was just, I'm throwing some like just funny stuff up on YouTube. Not necessarily like I'm doing this to turn this person into a show.
True.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's a difficult thing. And also, Issa Rae didn't do all that by herself. She's not an auteur by any stretch.
Right.
She had incredible filmmakers and writers behind her from that moment on to like, well, like, how do we make this a show that's on HBO? And maybe Netflix didn't do that on purpose with this, or they did that. And
like I said, an experiment.
It clashed and it didn't work.
Yeah. So, who knows?
But there is a very fascinating argument to be made about, because there are a lot of people who come from YouTube who go on to do great stuff. Either continually on YouTube just because that's what they want to do and they don't want to report to anybody, or they go into the mainstream and it's definitely a swing for the fence approach.
Yeah, and I mean, well,
nobody hits the middle ground there.
Yeah, and we'll keep our eye on it over the course of the series, like over the course of our show, talking about the different filmmakers, you know, like just like I said with like Gloria and with like Sean Levy. And, you know, and then, like, something like this where we have exactly some content creators or influencers that don't come from traditional. So, but that's it for this episode. I'm your host, Rick Hong. You can find me on all social media at Rick Hong, RickHong. And...
guys, thanks for tuning in today. You can find me online at Ashley on Camera, pretty much everywhere on the internet. Let's talk.
And I'm Steve Kaufman. You can find me on Twitter almost exclusively at Steve Kaufman. That is KAUFMANN. You can also go to thesoberyear.com. That is a vlog I'm doing about my sobriety. I just reached 26 weeks of sobriety in spite of there only being like 24 episodes. Thank you, though.
Yay! And I'm Amy Cassandra, and you guys can find me on all social media at Amy Cassandra TV. I will not be here next week, so I will see you guys next year.
That's right, yes. 2018. All right. See you guys next week.
Bye, everybody. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.